Hello, everyone. I'm Adriana, and I'm here with
Kathy.
And we're both English students at the Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf, both in the fourth semester, so our graduation is not too far away anymore.
Now, we were thinking about our transition into professional careers after our graduation. Two questions came to mind. On the one hand, we have been wondering what we can do with an English studies degree. And on the other hand, we have been thinking whether we will end up with a job which gives us both fulfillment and money.
Well, let's think about what we could do with our degree. We need to decide whether we want to stay in the academic field or go out and find something in the private sector. If you like it in the academic field, you definitely have to continue with a master's degree and a PhD in order to qualify as a professor. However, if you want to start a career in the private sector, you can consider doing internships in areas like media, PR, or maybe HR.
A master's degree is definitely an advantage. You can look for master programs that you can access with your bachelor's, but that also give you additional knowledge in a different field like intercultural communication, for example. Just always make sure that it might be something you're interested in.
But will I find a job that is fulfilling and pays well?
The age-old question. I would say we need to remember one thing. We are still very, very young, so we can definitely be flexible. First, we'll need to gain experience, and that means trying several things out. We can always drop something if we don't like it at all. If you're not happy, don't stick to it. Change it.
Exactly. Always check in with yourself. Do I like what I'm doing? What are my prospects? Are they worth pursuing to me? We also need to remember that society and markets are not monolithic. If what you would like to do does not exist yet, create it. Creativity is what drives change in our world. We can always open up our own businesses. Looking always means finding. We need to find people who support and complement our ideas and build a support system.
That's true. Being an entrepreneur is not easy and not for everyone, but it definitely is a great option to consider. Plenty of young people have started from scratch and been successful at their ventures, even if they had to overcome many obstacles. And there is another thing we might want to keep in mind. Professional profiles that companies are seeking have been changing for a while now.
That's right. Before, and you might know this because of what our parents used to tell us and what their experiences look like, people found a job at a company and stuck to it. They worked for the same company in the same field for years. Now, companies are definitely looking for an entirely different breed of professional.
Keywords: employability skills.
What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked. In the past, having employability skills meant you were socially and physically able to work. It was about the social and medical constraints there were to be employed.
So it meant just getting a job?
Right. Today, however, the concept is much more complex. It's about getting the job, doing and keeping the job, developing within it, and then moving on to the next job.
Let me see if I can understand how this applies to us. We would need graduate employability skills. These would be the key abilities we need to focus on to be able to take the steps you mentioned.
You've hit the nail on the head. We need job application skills, personal effectiveness, and to develop a mindset as a professional.
Let's break those down. We need to know how to find job postings, how to apply to them, and how to interview well. Personal effectiveness is key. It means having interpersonal skills, and it's about how you develop them. The ability to communicate verbally and in written, and how to communicate in a business setting. Management skills: numeracy, time management, teamwork, organizing, problem solving, and professionalism.
And then, moving on, because nowadays not many people stay in the same job forever.
I don't even think anyone wants that anymore.
I know, right? That means we could have up to 20 different careers over a span of a lifetime. Incredible, isn't it?
It certainly is. So here, the key is our mindset as professionals, having the ability to reflect, and lifelong continuous learning, because we won't be done after university.
That's true. The right attitude to work, work ethic, and of course being reflexive, meaning reacting quickly and appropriately to new developments and trends. All that package is the core we need to achieve our goals of getting the job, doing it right, keeping it, and then moving on.
We need to be mobile, flexible, and quick at adapting. Speaking different languages, having traveled and worked abroad, and having a broader set of skills and interests, even if we have our specialties, make us extremely attractive candidates to today's companies. We are being provided with the opportunity to be multifaceted and have much more dynamic lives, and of course, careers.
Exactly. That dovetails perfectly with what we suggested earlier. Try out different things, and while you're at it, sharpen the skills we mentioned.
Yes, employability skills. The world really is changing, and very fast. We have many opportunities ahead of us. Challenges and difficulties are part of life, but so are chances to grow and reinvent ourselves.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Amazing times await us.
I don't know about you, but I certainly feel much more excited about graduating. I won't lie, I'm a little nervous, but definitely excited.
As am I. I can't wait to see what life has in store for us and what we'll end up making of our professional lives.
I hope our audience feels that way too.
So to recap, just consider where you'd like to start. Is it the academic field or the private sector? And let yourself explore different things. Stay open, flexible, and determined. And it's crucial to develop your employability skills.
This goes to everyone out there, regardless of the degree they have or are pursuing at the moment.
Indeed. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in.
This is Adriana.
And this is Kathy.
And we're signing off. Content on employability skills taken from iversity.org. Course on employability skills, Chapter 1, Unit 4. Professor David Edgar, PhD, from Glasgow School for Business and Society.